Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne. There are a number of school delays and closings today because of the icy roads. In Iowa, Bettendorf schools are delayed by 2 hours, as is North Scott. In Illinois, schools closed include Geneseo, Galesburg, Galva, Orion, Allwood, Anawan, Kewaunee, Kewaunee-Wethersfield, Knoxville District 202, Rova, and East Moline Christian School. And at Augustana College, classes are canceled until 11:30 this morning. A longtime member of the Moline Fire Department will most likely become its next chief. City Administrator Douglas Maxeiner announced his choice of Jeff Snyder, subject to confirmation by the City Council. Snyder first joined the Moline Fire Department in 1988 as a firefighter and paramedic, then rose through the ranks to become a battalion chief. Since last summer, he's served as interim fire chief following the retirement of Kim Hankins, who led both the police and fire departments as public safety director. The Moline City Council will consider the appointment of Snyder tomorrow. An old fan favorite is set to return to the Mississippi Valley Fair next summer. Country music star Toby Keith will play to a grandstand crowd on August 2nd. The fair announced Keith's return on Friday, as well as another performer set to take the stage, Sublime with Rome. Mississippi Valley Fair General Manager Sean Loader describes Sublime with Rome as a fusion of rock and reggae.
We've never had anything like that here at our fair. So that's the reason why I went with them this year, to kind of try something different, kind of get a different crowd, you know, that's kind of in that music, to see how it goes.
The fair's announcement adds to the two other grandstand musicians already booked, country singers Billy Currington and Justin Moore. Loader expects to announce two final grandstand acts in the coming months. He also says the fairgrounds will host a two-day St. Patrick's Day party in March at the fairgrounds' heated indoor facility. It's the first time the fair has hosted such an event. Bagpipes and Irish music will play, as well as rock and country musicians. Attendees can also pitch their tents on the fairgrounds and stay overnight. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.